Stephen King is by James Cole. James Cole began writing at an early age. In 1987, he co-wrote and directed the short film The Last Rung on the Ladder, based on the Stephen King story. He has contributed essays to the books The Complete Stephen King Encyclopedia, 1991, The Lost Work of Stephen King, 1998, and The Essential Stephen King, 2001. He wrote the award-winning short film The Night Before in 2003. Stephen King is the writer who made me love to read. I was always a good reader, blessed with parents who read to me as a youngster and teachers that helped me to read on my own. In school, I couldn't wait for those scholastic books to arrive, books about monster makeup or life in colonial times. Yet they always had illustrations. It wasn't until third grade that I first tackled books without pictures. These included James Blish's Star Trek adaptations and a cheesy mystery series, Alfred Hitchcock and the Three Investigators. Though I enjoyed them, it was always a struggle to finish. Any book longer than 100 pages intimidated me. And novels? They were for grown-ups. How could I get through 300 to 500 pages of tiny typeface, let alone have the courage to start? By seventh grade, I had to. My English teacher assigned Dickens' Great Expectations, a book that almost made me hate reading. I was convinced that all novels must be boring, so why bother? Stephen King changed all that, with a little help from my dad. My father was a voracious reader. His bookshelf was lined with dog-eared paperbacks, their spines bowed from being broken in so many places. One day, a freshly read paperback with a black cover appeared on the shelf. The Dead Zone. Intrigued by the title, I read the back cover summary. A guy comes out of a coma with second sight. Cool. Yet as I fanned the pages, the sheer volume of words was frightening. Still, I sat down and read the first page, then the second, then the third. I couldn't stop. King's writing was the most descriptive, most visual style I had ever encountered. I could see what was happening in my head. Most important, I cared about the characters, felt like I knew them. I wanted to know what was going to happen to them, even as I didn't want the story to end. I later realized The Dead Zone was not my first encounter with King. I had read The Shining on vacation the previous summer, yet it was the first time reading felt easy. I was no longer conscious of the number of words or how many pages there were to go. The process of reading itself had changed, and I began to devour other books on the shelf. Clive Cussler, John Gardner, John D. MacDonald. Some were good reads, some great, some dull. Some I didn't even finish, but that didn't matter. Thanks to Stephen King, I was no longer afraid to start.